This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. Happy Monday to you. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a good weekend. We got a lot to talk about. NFL, some teams are surprising, some teams are disappointing. We can look at the NBA, we crowned a champion. We can look at the NFL. We can specifically look at the Dallas Cowboys. Looks like they're going to be at a little bit of a crossroads. Shoot, I guess for the next 8 months or so. It's crazy. It's a wild weekend, but we are going to discuss it. This is when the JR Sport Brief show gets started every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. That's a weeknight. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. A big shout out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. I gotta let you know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, it's real simple. Rocket can help you do that. You can find me online. I'm all over social media at JR Sport Brief. I'm currently watching the Dodgers and the Braves tie at six innings here in the National League Championship Series. I'm also checking out the NFL Monday Night Football matchup as the Chargers, as of right now, they got a 20-10 lead against the Saints in New Orleans. Justin Herbert is out playing Drew Brees. Wilder things have happened, but this is 2020. What else would you expect right now and right here? But I got to talk about the biggest story. I got to talk about a champion that was crowned. We will talk about Dak Prescott. We will talk about some of these disappointments right now. Drew Brees and the Saints looking like a disappointment. We'll talk about the Falcons and them finally dropping Dan Quinn. There is a lot to discuss. Prescott, obviously. But of course, we have to start off with the Los Angeles Lakers. We have to start off with the team and the franchise that just tied the Boston Celtics at 17 NBA titles. And I saw a little video online about the Celtics, and it was just every angry Celtics reaction you've seen over the past 10 years. You know, big baby crying, a fan in the stands pretty upset, Kevin Garnett mad, and it ended with all-time great 11-time NBA champion Bill Russell giving the camera the middle finger. I'm sorry, Boston Celtics. You now have company with the Los Angeles Lakers now that they have picked up their 17th title. And let's face it, let's be real. The Lakers for the past 10 years have been trash to a certain degree. When Kobe Bryant stepped away from the situation, you were left with journeymen and a lot of dudes who were running around with potential, but I don't know if you'd say they maxed it out. Julius Randle is a black hole in New York City. Brandon Ingram just moved into being most improved. Lonzo Ball he fell apart this season. We could blame the bubble. Who knows? Looked like he was on his way to something. Josh Hart. And I can go through an entire list of former Lakers that people don't want to hear about. You know, Ryan Kelly. Sacre. I can go on a list. And I know super producer Stu Kovacs, he's a Laker fan. Hey, Stu, who was your favorite bumbling, fumbling Laker over the past 10 years?
I think Marcelo Huertas is probably my favorite one. He had a couple of funny moments as a Laker guard for a couple years there.
Wasn't there a moment in time where he bounce the ball off of somebody's back, or he did something ridiculous that didn't make any sense, but he had a lot of those moments.
Yeah, it wasn't just one. He had multiple. He tried to throw the ball like from, you know, not looking at the hoop, and just a bunch of weird moments like that.
Well, Los Angeles Laker fans don't have to worry about that anymore, because as of last night, I told you, they finally closed out the Miami Heat. 106-93, the Lakers win. They had a hell of a time in a bubble. We know LeBron James, he not only wins his fourth NBA title, he wins his fourth NBA Finals MVP. He basically went out there and put up close to 30, 10, and 10. Anthony Davis went out there, averaged damn near 30 points. This was great. This was amazing to watch and believe. I mean, the score is not indicative of the ass-whooping that the Lakers put on them last night, at one point leading by 36. It was out of hand for the Miami Heat, a squad that just fought. And Goran Dragic came back in limited minutes, only was able to give you 5 points. But the time was up for the Miami Heat. And it's amazing what they've done. They are not going anywhere, but this is the Lakers' time. LeBron James was able to add to his legacy. Doesn't look like he's slowing down one damn bit. Still looks like the best player in the NBA at 35 years old. And then you also got help. Rajon Rondo had an amazing game last night to help close things out. 19 points, 8 of 11 from the field, 3 of 4 from downtown. And he is the only NBA player ever to win a title for both the Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics. So kudos to him as he picks up a title. And Danny Green, nice contributions here last night. 11 points, 3 of 7 from downtown. So I hope the death threats stop for the offseason with Danny Green, which is just ridiculous. But we know the big story here. The big story is LeBron James. I mean, you will hear this comparison between him and Michael Jordan for the next million, trillion years. And at the end of the day, after LeBron James got his MVP finals trophy, he was then spoken to. He was interviewed out there on the court. You know, LeBron James, he has plenty to say. His coach, Frank Vogel, had plenty to say. First, I want you to hear what LeBron James had to say on ESPN. All he's looking for is something that Aretha Franklin was looking for many years ago, and that's a little bit of respect.
For me to be a part of such a historical franchise is it's an unbelievable feeling. Not only for myself, but for my teammates, for the organization, for the coaches, for the trainers, everybody that's here. We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
Man, I think he's getting it. You know, for whatever reason, and it's mind-boggling to me. You know, people want to look at LeBron James and just say, like, he's running around cherry picking. Like, he's not out there dragging all these teams and taking all of these teams to the NBA Finals. Like, he hasn't owned the NBA since pretty much the moment he stepped into the league and then for the past 10 years. I mean, last year, we know the Los Angeles Lakers, in his first year as a Laker, they were awful. They were terrible. He had a young squad. They were dumpy. Okay, and then he missed a big part of the season with his groin injury, and people already started to question whether or not, you know, LeBron James is finally breaking down. Well, damn it, he didn't do a lot of talking, and we see he is still here lighting it up. This is what LeBron James had to say about what motivated him to win in Los Angeles.
Personally, thinking I had something to prove fuels me, and it fueled me over these last year and a half since my injury. It fueled me because no matter what I've done in my career up to this point, there's still a little rumblings of doubt, or, you know, comparing me to, you know, the history of the game, and has he done this, has he done that, you know, so having that in my head, having that in my mind, saying to myself, why not still have something to prove? I think it fuels me.
it's comical to me. What the hell is there for him to prove? You know, I'd venture to say a lot of the people who want to, you know, discredit what he's been doing in the league, because LeBron James had to go to this team and LeBron James had to had this guy come with him and LeBron James. Look at the numbers. Look at what he's done. Look at what the hell he's accomplished. Look at how much time he might have left. LeBron James might legitimately play for another 4 years. LeBron James, let's think about this. If he stays healthy, and I'm going to say healthy as in not even play 82. Let's just say the man plays 70 for the next 4 or 5 years. He is A, going to have a legit shot if he can put up close to 2,000 points over the next several seasons, which would peg him at almost 20 per game. He's going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for most points in the NBA all time. He's going to have a 20-year career of being the hell on top. Not as nobody's damn sidekick. You know, over the next several years, we might see him kind of lay back. But what's a layback year from LeBron? What is that? 20 points? 10 assists? Only 5 rebounds? He came into the NBA a 25-5 player. What the hell is that what he's going to regress to as he walks on out the door? So there's that opportunity to pass Kareem. There's the other opportunity. I believe LeBron James, you know, at minimum, I want to say he has one more title left in him. So then he has 5. Okay, there's a legit opportunity for this man that you want to talk about genetics. This man is so great. His firstborn child will have an opportunity to play and be in the NBA with him at the same damn time. I know that's far off, but that is a legit opportunity. And then we can go through the top 10 and assists. We can think about the rebounds. We can think about the moments. Who the hell comes out of high school and runs the game until they're in their 40s? Nobody. What this man has accomplished is absolutely ridiculous. He is a walking myth at this point in time. This is what head coach Frank Vogel, who I know a lot of Indiana Pacers fans look at and go, how did he win it? Oh, it's because of LeBron. This is what Frank Vogel had to say about LeBron's performance.
He's the greatest player the basketball universe has ever seen. And if you think you know, you don't know. It's just been a remarkable experience coaching him. You know, seeing him take this group that was not in the playoffs last year. The roster was put together overnight and just taking a group and leading us to the promised land, so they say.
Yeah, he led him to the promised land. It wasn't Anthony Davis. This wasn't the ghost of Magic Johnson and Kareem and Wilt and this wasn't Shaquille O'Neal. This was LeBron James. This is the guy who's been the winner everywhere he's been. This is the guy who might as well be like the sun, because the NBA, the league, teams, players, the business revolves around him. Somebody tweeted me last week, and you can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I will gladly see it, unless you're crazy. Somebody tweeted me last week and said, oh my God, JR, can you imagine what LeBron James would be worth if there were no salary cap? And I said, yeah. The Lakers would be paying him half the damn revenue. People are showing up. People are watching him. The Lakers come into town. Laker fans have been around for years. But right now, people on the road are showing up to see him. And the Lakers had a goal this year. This season legit took a full calendar year, which is mind-boggling. Good for LeBron James. Good for the Lakers. Being back home in Los Angeles, congratulations to them. But with so many issues just going on this year, the passing of Kobe Bryant in February, the Lakers had added motivation, you know, going into the bubble, thinking about whether or not to quit the bubble, thinking about whether or not the season was over. This is a taxing year. You know, Anthony Davis, he had his own thoughts, and he shared this after the game as well, about winning this title for Kobe Bryant.
I know he's looking down on us, super proud. You know, before the tragedy, he would come to the game and he would just tell us, like, this is our year. this is y'all year, and go out there and take it. To go out there and win it this year, and you know, when we brought out the Mamba jerseys, we had a different swag. It sucks that we, you know, didn't go undefeated, but I know he would rather take this championship than, you know, a loss in a Mamba jersey. So we miss him.
Yeah, that man is missed by a whole lot of folks. And this title for the Los Angeles Lakers, this title for LeBron, I would say, and I don't want to speak for him, but this has to be the toughest. When you think about his age, when you think about how the Lakers season ended last year, when you think about everything that's gone on in 2020 off the court that's affected whether or not we have basketball, this has to be the toughest title. You can look at this and say, oh, well, it's a bubble. They just, well, isn't this, didn't you say it was pickup basketball and this and that? Yeah, it is. But you know who carries all the expectations? You know who carries all of the nonsense? You know who has to listen? And the man has to say, I want my respect. You know who has to carry that around? LeBron James. This title might have been different. This title might be unusual. The 2020 NBA season, the 2019-2020 NBA season was one for the books. We've had strike-shortened seasons, 50 games, 66 games. We've had a lot. But nothing is going to take away from what's happened on and off the court here in 2020. I mean, this was a different Lakers team to a certain degree. Avery Bradley played an important part with this squad, with this franchise. Avery Bradley was not there. Avery Bradley was not available. We can go ahead and look at talent. I mean, you can honestly look during the course of the regular season and look at the Los Angeles Clippers and say, oh, well, damn, they got more talent. They're a deeper team. But you know something that no other team has? LeBron James. And I'd venture to say that this title out of the four that he has is probably the most difficult. When you factor in last year, how the Lakers season ended, when you factor in this year on the court, the tragedy of Kobe Bryant, you think about COVID, you think about whether or not it's even appropriate to play basketball because what's happening in this country. This title was tough as hell. And LeBron James, he said it himself. I want you to hear it one more time. All he wants is his respect.
For me to be a part of such a historical franchise is it's an unbelievable feeling, not only for myself, but for my teammates, for the organization, for the coaches, for the trainers, everybody that's here. We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization want their respect. Laker Nation want their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
There you go. I want to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on this Lakers title victory? Was this title that LeBron James won, his fourth title, is it his toughest? Is it the most difficult? When you factor everything that's gone on into just this season, which is a full calendar year, I got to say, hell yeah, it is. The phone lines are open. You give me a call. Let me know what you think. The Lakers, 17-time champions. 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is over in Orlando. In a year we all thought we wanted to forget, the Lakers give us something to remember forever. Their 17th NBA championship. The Lakers are the world champion.
That audio courtesy of Lakers Radio. That's right. Giving us something at least positive here in 2020, at least if you're a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers. The phone lines are open to you right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Was this the toughest title for LeBron James to win? I say so. And not just for basketball reasons, the man had to legitimately think about whether or not, A, he was going to return to play basketball, B, whether he was still going to play basketball. He had to stop his body and get revved up again. I guess the closest to a stop that LeBron James can have, someone who spends more than $1 million just on body upkeep year to year. And, you know, he had a different team heading into the bubble. This is tough. This is his fourth title. Obviously, he has two rings with the Miami Heat. He has another ring with the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is now his fourth with the Los Angeles Lakers. Was this the toughest ring that LeBron has won? I told you the phone line, 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico, that will keep you up at night. So switch to Geico and save. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. Let's talk to Taylor. Taylor's calling up from Philadelphia. Taylor, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Taylor?
Hey, JR. I love the show. Listen every night. But, man, I have got to disagree with you. That is not LeBron's toughest title. His toughest one was the one that he won in Cleveland. This whole bubble thing, it was tailor-made for LeBron. Like, shortened season, no fans. I mean, he has a wife and three kids. He's not swiping right on Tinder, trying to sneak girls into hotel rooms. I mean, this is like his I don't want to say something like ish camp, but yeah, this is like the best case scenario.
Well, I think everything you said is a little bit of a cop out, because when you insert the human element to it, when you insert the basketball elements, I kind of laid them all out there. It's easy to say, oh, well, this is LeBron's toughest title because he doesn't want to have sex with groupies. I mean, is that what you're saying, Taylor? This is LeBron's toughest title because there are no fans? I mean, the guy said he hates the fact that he basically played in front of nobody but people who tuned in at home.
I mean, I know he's old, but, I mean, he can still get up and down the court. We saw it.
No.
I mean,
who said anything about old?
You've mentioned his age multiple times.
Yes, but not right now. I was thinking you were going to respond to what I just said to you, not what I said 15 minutes ago.
All right. So what did you say now? I'm sorry.
One of your reasons, one of the first things that you said was this was tailor-made for LeBron. A, it's a shortened season. And then B, you went on to say how he has a wife and kids at home. And I said, well, so what does that mean? LeBron James, this title was easier because he didn't want to have sex with groupies. That's what I said, Taylor.
Yeah. How long have they been in the bubble?
No, you're not answering my question.
Oh, well, then, yes, definitely. Okay. I don't think he's out, chasing ass,
right,
as opposed,
well,
to maybe,
right,
you know, his, well, his younger teammates or his younger,
right,
opponents.
Well,
yeah,
Taylor said it. Taylor, I appreciate you for calling up from Philadelphia. That's my favorite reason so far. This title is easier for LeBron James because he wasn't out there just looking for groupies to try to bring them in the bubble. Shout outs to Daniel House of the Houston Rockets. That's exactly what he tried to do. I'm sure the bubble was extremely difficult for him, but no groupies made this easy for LeBron. Let's talk to Chase. Chase is calling up from Baltimore. Chase, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Chase, you're not going to tell me about groupies and stuff, right?
No, absolutely not, JR. I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm totally with you on the fact that this was the toughest title for LeBron. And also, on the whole issue with LeBron getting respect, I just don't understand it, because LeBron has literally done things that even Magic and Bill Russell and all the other greats that are obviously respected to the highest degrees haven't even done, and he's leading them even in certain stat categories. I don't understand why he wouldn't be getting at least as much as respect as those players.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think he has the respect of those players, but I put it to you this way, Chase, and thank you for calling up from Baltimore. It's just real difficult when you're watching something to appreciate it. When you are experiencing something, when you're right in the middle of it, you know, it's the old adage, I'm sorry, it's a cliche, You know, it's that old adage. It's like you don't know what you got till it's gone. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. And if you watch Michael Jordan, you can appreciate the greatness of Michael Jordan. If you watch Kobe, you can appreciate the greatness of Kobe. You can appreciate the greatness of LeBron James. All three are different players. Obviously, Kobe Bryant modeled his game after Michael Jordan. But LeBron is great. He's great in his own right. He's tore up the record books. He's been a walking contender every single place that he's gone. I just think people get caught up. Well, he switched teams. Well, you know what? There was a generation ago where the players weren't able to do that. So how can we even compare? Willie is calling up from South Carolina. Willie, you on CBS Sports Radio. Please, go on ahead.
Yeah, I really think this was the easiest title. This is one of the easiest titles yet to be had won, because with this pandemic, it wasn't a fair shake to those teams that was conditioned that could have competed at a higher level.
Okay, but what about everybody that was in there? I could flip it to reverse to say to you and say, well, everybody that was in there was in a higher level. I mean, the team that the Lakers faced off against, the Miami Heat, which refused to go away, I think a big part of them competing to the level that they were at, being a 5 seed going all the way to the finals, I attribute that to being in the bubble. I mean, if I take a look at the Denver Nuggets and the comebacks and the comebacks and the comeback again, I could say that's due to being in the bubble. By the time you got there, what was different from what the Lakers had to experience? They lost a key player.
Well, which indeed, good point, but I got to say, LeBron James is a phenomenal player. He is. Yeah. He's a phenomenal player in his own right.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about that.
Say again?
Go ahead. I said there ain't no doubt about that. Go ahead, Willie. Finish.
He's a phenomenal player in his own right. But a lot of people out there are comparing LeBron to Michael Jordan. Truth be told, I love the game. I love the game of basketball. You ever played it? You ever felt? You will see what Kobe Bryant wrote his autobiography of Mr. Basketball. And I will tell you, Michael Jordan is the GOAT of basketball. And I'm not a Michael Jordan fan. I'm a basketball fan. Michael Jordan did it when the chips was down with the Detroit Pistons. He didn't give up. He stayed and he fought back and he hit back the bullets instead of running from him. But I take no mistake from it. LeBron James is an incredible player. But this debate on Michael Jordan being who's the GOAT? Michael Jordan is the best basketball player in my era. And Kobe Bryant was the closest thing to him. Why? Because he emulated Michael Jordan's game. And Michael Jordan said out of his own mouth, could Kobe Bryant beat him one-on-one? He said, yeah, why not? When he done mastered every move that I make. I give it to LeBron James for having his own brand. But let's everybody stop having this talk about LeBron James being the GOAT of basketball. LeBron James is a good basketball, but Michael Jordan by far.
Well, Willie, I'll say this. Also, having seen all three of them play, I will say this. As of right now, you could say Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. And I would take Kobe. That's not about Kobe right now. I would also tell you LeBron James, by the time he's done, he's more than likely going to be the most accomplished basketball player ever. And it stakes and makes up for a great conversation. Let's see what happens over the next several years.
Be seen, and I agree with you. He's on his way.
All right.
He's definitely on his way.
All right. Well, thank you, Willie, for calling up from South Carolina. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll continue this conversation when we come back. I will take more of your phone calls, and then we'll also talk about things from the Heat's perspective. I told you, I think the bubble helped them out in this situation. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about that 17th World Championship that the Los Angeles Lakers won last night. LeBron James gets his fourth. Anthony Davis gets his first. LeBron James gets his fourth NBA Finals MVP. And we're having a conversation about whether or not this was the toughest title out of four for LeBron James to win. You could think about Miami and you know, having that first go around and the loss to the Mavericks, and then getting another opportunity and beating OKC. We could think about the first title with Cleveland, going back home and then coming back from a 3-1 deficit. And then we could think about this year taking a full calendar year and just all of the changes, whether or not it was even appropriate to play basketball. They're just so many things. I think when you factor in all of the issues off of the court, you know, this was a tough year. Not just counting what happened in the bubble. This was a wild ride. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. But I want to let you know that Doing More is sponsored by the Home Depot. With the help from the Home Depot, you can take on fall projects without ever leaving your own backyard. Download the Home Depot mobile app today to search, shop, and more. The Home Depot, it's how doers get more done. And I just told you about LeBron James. He's been doing more for the Lakers, okay? Finals MVP, averaged 30 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists per game this series. It's his fourth finals MVP with his third different team. But was this the most difficult title? And then I want to tell you a little bit about what Jimmy Butler had to say about this finals. Mike is calling up from Vegas. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man. I got to agree with the last caller, Willie, man. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, man. I'm 45. But I've been seeing too many real dudes fight and win the NBA championship for me to be like LeBron. Come on, man. I mean, for real. I mean, y'all rode on Scottie for being honest. If Scottie, a world champion, played with the greatest player ever, been through the wars, and he said this was pickup basketball, everybody rode on. Why?
Well,
he got the bona fides to say that.
Mike, let's go back a second here. You listen to the show, right?
Yes, sir. Every night. This okay. is my show. I love this show.
Well, I appreciate you. Well, you heard what I said about Scottie Pippen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I'm just confused as to why you said y'all, because I agreed.
No, I'm sorry, JR.
I'm just asking because I agreed with Scottie Pippen. And right. So I understand what you're saying, but go ahead.
I'm just saying, JR, man, I'm not going to try to take nothing away from, okay, you won your championship, LeBron. Okay, you know, you're a good basketball player, man, but I just can't feel this season, JR, man. If you can't go into I'm going to tell you what, JR. If LeBron went in next year and everything's back to normal, I'm going to say, LeBron, I give it up to you, man. You the man. You the best. But if you playing this shortened season, this bubble season, and now you're saying it's the hardest thing, I can't. When I saw Karl Malone lose to Jordan and Chuck and Charles Barkley and players like I just can't give it to you, man. You just, to me, this is just it's just the latest. It's just the latest what's out, man. And okay. We got a lot of people that maybe never seen the wars of the Jordans and the Magic.
Well, Mike. The question isn't a comparison to any of those other players. The question was this his toughest title victory? It's not comparing it to Michael Jordan in a flu game. It's not comparing it to an Isaiah Thomas bumming around on an ankle. This is not a comparison to an Hakeem Olajuwon and Patrick Ewing killing each other in 1994. This is looking at LeBron James, looking at what LeBron James has done over the past 10 years and factoring in, okay, where does this look like in comparison to his other titles? And my point being, hold on, Mike, my point is, when you think about what's going on outside of basketball, this was extremely difficult. You know, I can understand somebody saying, oh, well, you know, coming back from 3-1, that was tough. Oh, hell yeah. That was tough as hell. It was ridiculous. But when you think about the social issues that also have to lean into this season, that's my point. I got a lot of callers, Mike. Give me a sentence. Sentence.
Can I say one thing? I would say when he won and beat Golden State, when they came back, when he hugged Kevin Love, and you saw the expression on his face, I would give that to LeBron.
Okay.
I think that was the hardest championship that he won.
Okay, that's legitimate. Thank you, Mike, for calling up from Las Vegas. Jay is calling from Alaska. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what up, JR?
I'm good, Jay. Go ahead.
The happiest camper on the planet, bro. I'm just floating. I mean, the Lakers win their championship. The Dodgers are in the NLCS, and the Raiders beat the Chiefs. Man, I couldn't be a happier camper this weekend. But on LeBron, you know, I feel like this is his toughest championship for several reasons. The COVID thing, the stoppage in the middle of the season, and really, honestly, tell me who had more pressure on them than LeBron James. You go play for the Lakers, one of the most storied franchises in the league, and you were brought there to win championships. So if you don't deliver, I mean, that's all on you. So for him to win his fourth championship with the third team, I mean, I don't know how you could say that that wasn't the most. I mean, everybody has had their mountain to climb. Kobe had to do it without Shaq, and now LeBron's had to do it for the third team, and he brought the Lakers back even with the Celtics, one of the most storied rivalries out there. So, I mean, I just don't know how you put it any other way. LeBron is the greatest, and he's got to be up there in that top five of all time.
Oh, I think that without a doubt. Thank you, Jay, for calling up from Alaska. Matt is calling from Wisconsin. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It was a great sports weekend, and you got a great show going tonight.
Appreciate it, Matt. What's on your mind about LeBron?
Well, I was going to make pretty much all the points that you just made two callers ago, because I'm old school, so I'm going to stick with Jordan. But I think that by the time LeBron is done, he's probably going to be top dog.
Yeah, I mean, well, shoot, he's still rolling. That's the thing, yeah. And he's still rolling at a high level. You know, I understand, yeah, if nobody wants to hand the keys over from Michael Jordan, but when you strictly, you know, this is the deal. If I'm looking at Michael Jordan and I got LeBron James, there's a good chance that it doesn't matter if you want to say, let's take both of the guys in their prime. I'm going to go with Michael Jordan if I want buckets, if I want points. If you're telling me, hey, let's get out on the blacktop right now, this minute, mano y mano, I'm picking Michael Jordan just about over every and anybody. Now, having said that, if you're asking me, hey, we want to start a team, like right now, like who is your first guy? You know, I think I'd probably make more of an argument for LeBron James, and I think all of his accomplishments will bear out for that. He is an all-around basketball player. He is a giant. I think it's people underrate, and thank you, Matt, for calling up from Wisconsin. I think people underrate how big LeBron is, and not from a, oh, my God, LeBron is just a truck going to the lane. Oh, my God, look at LeBron's shoulders. Oh, my God, LeBron is so healthy. LeBron James is 6'9". Okay, he's not 6'7", he's not 6'8". The guy's been, he falls into the line of people who are too tall or too short in the official media guides. LeBron James is 6'9", doing everything that he's done. He's a freak of nature. Dennis is calling up from Michigan. Dennis, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Yeah, I definitely got to say that I think the title in Cleveland was the most difficult, and I admit there's a ton of stuff going on this season, in and out, but when he went back to Cleveland, A, he had to first come back and heal that relationship, and I don't think it was really healed. The team chemistry there, I always thought, was really iffy, even though they won, and he had the expectations of an entire state and region on his shoulders to bring a title to a town that had not seen a title. And it's his hometown. And I don't think you can say, well, yeah, the Lakers are, you know, an historical team and everything else. But to come back and be the hometown guy and have that thing of, I'm going to win a title here, I don't think can be understated. To have that kind of pressure mentally on you each day and then not get along with some of your teammates.
Yeah, well, Dennis, I agree with you. I don't disagree with you on that, but I can. Well, hold on, Dennis. I can make the same points about going to the Lakers. I mean, his legacy is obviously more cemented. We're talking about 4 years ago. It's one thing to go to Los Angeles. I mean, this guy, when he signed with the Lakers, people were in Los Angeles were saying, oh, you ain't Kobe. People were putting up paintings. And can you imagine if LeBron James didn't win a title this year? And obviously, I told you, I think this year is tougher. We can disagree just because of what has gone on off the court and the effect that it has had on the court in the entire season. Go ahead with your next point.
Well, the one thing I want to say when you talk about the greatest of all time, and you made a great point, like if I was to pick a team, I would actually pick Jordan. One, I think people forget how good defensively Jordan really was. That he not only scored a lot of points, but he also locked up sometimes the other team's best player. And there was really only one person or two people who could even slow Jordan down in a time where the game was a lot more physical. I mean, LeBron has never faced a guy like the young version of Dennis Rodman. That first title clash between the Lakers and Detroit.
Well, Dennis
Johnson for the first time faced
well,
a guy
Dennis,
physically
Dennis,
couldn't dominate.
Dennis, we're up against the break. What I don't want to do, what doesn't make sense, is to compare eras, because I think LeBron James, for who he is and his physical talents and his physical skill set, he could have played in any era because he's a freak, no different than Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was ahead of his time. And, you know, we didn't have a quote unquote the worm. I didn't see the worm out there beating the living hell out of Michael Jordan. You know, I saw him teaming up with him and actually frustrating other folks on the team. So I think what you think about is who is a better all-around player. And Michael Jordan was a freak. If Michael Jordan was 6'9", okay, I would say, damn it, he'd be better than LeBron. But when you look at LeBron James and his totality, rebounding, blocking, he could play defense when he's wanted to. We'll talk about this some more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.